Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, revelation and manifestation. You are listening now live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, advisor, Hoodoo Obeya Bokur. Sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing and holistic from a pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test of one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my very being, my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the divine prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is, oh, wow. My goodness, am I that busy? Today is Monday, April 4th, 2016, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this Hoodoo Obeya spiritualist life path and journey, passing down the Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I'm humbled and honored by those who continue to support this show, who continue to show up and join me here on the phone line, those who continue to support the show in social media, on my website, of course, where I do have a Blog Talk Radio player. I'm humbled and honored by your continued support, participation, and contributions to Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience on Blog Talk Radio. And remember that www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. Remember to input that subtraction mark, if you will, at dash between the divine prince in order to pull up the correct URL on your browser. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you. I am doing a 30-minute broadcast today, so I do have a limited amount of time. Allow me to present my message, if you will, and then I will respond to anyone who may raise their hand on the switchboard. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do feel free to support, investigate, check out my various practitioners, readers in my virtual king groups, and they can be found on the pages of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Yesterday, we began a talk about spring and nature, and it led us to discussion about Iwe, the plants, the herbs, the roots, the bark, the vegetation, if you will, that holds the energy, the ashe, the power within the religion. Indeed, there's not a whole lot of talk, discussion about the plan. However, it's critical, whether it be Ifa, Lokomi, Santeria, Voodoo, it's more than just ancestral worship, worship in honor of the spirit, the gods, the goddesses, the deities, the Loa, your Orisha. But indeed, the power begins and ends often in the plants, in the Iwe. So it's difficult to discuss plants and harvesting and that whole process without a true discussion about spirit and the true nature of spirit and the ritual processes involved in that. I introduced into conversation yesterday that we honor nature, we honor spirit. We don't just harvest without asking, gaining permission, pouring libation, following very well established protocols in terms of our connection and operation when we're harvesting the plants, the herbs, the vegetation that we do utilize in the practice. Homage is always made to the Most High, to the Creator God. And it is indeed a authentic African practice and tradition. It's not a admixture, if you will, or a response to our exposure to Christianity or Islam or any of the major world religions that we were introduced to through colonization and enslavement. But it is indeed tradition to the practice. Homage is always made to Olo Nige, or the spirits of the day, if you will, acknowledging the four directions and the powers and forces that not only govern them, but their representations of various symbolic, spiritual, or even intradimensional realities. Homage is always made to Agun, ancestors, to those who came before and laid the foundation to these various traditions, these various paths in which we all practice and acknowledge within the ATR diaspora, African traditional religious diaspora. But as we've talked about on many occasions previously, often when we begin to look at the history, the roots, begin to tell the story of how voodoo manifests in the West, there are varying degrees of separation in terms of who did what and who established what. But the fact of the matter is we all pay homage to the motherland, pay homage to Africa, to the various countries, ethnic groups, families, paths, and traditions that we are either direct descendants of, evident in our DNA trail, or lineage of in terms of our practice, our initiation, how we were brought into the tradition, what path were we brought into, what house, and what was their standard, and what was their elder's standard, and what were their elder's ancestors' standard. So when I'm working with the various variety of plants and vegetation available to us here in New Orleans, and I won't things that I talked about yesterday, being able to go out into your community and naturally find soul thistle or chickweed or bread leaf plantain, clovers, purslane, and these are all magical ritual but also edible vegetation. And in the greater society views them as weeds. We discussed that yesterday. The average person probably could not identify many of these plants and herbs. So I strongly suggest that you do your homework, do your study, get with someone who's already familiar with the plants and vegetation available in your community, in your neighborhood. Everything is not available to everyone everywhere. Probably can find basic things like lamb's ear and dandelion and St. John's wort almost anywhere, at least here in the U.S. But when you get into more specialized things, for instance, like grasses and reeds, which are important source of wilderness survival because they often contain valuable sugars. So these things are edible, contain a great deal of nutrition on a dietary level beyond just our usage of them in ritual and magic. Their power, I guess I'm trying to say, is more than just symbolic or symbolism or ritualistic, even though that is embedded in the coding. There's always deeper layers of knowledge, which is why there's so much discussion and talk about training, initiation, mentorship, and protocol based on path and lineage. There's an availability, a wealth of availability of information, particularly on the internet, particularly if you know what to Google, know what to search for. But often you're going to get the basics, or you're going to get the basics specific to what the author is talking about in that moment, in that document. And many, particularly those who are initiated or well experienced in these traditions, many of them are going to be very specific about what they're talking about and very conscious about what's not being said, because there are protocols, there are gates to access to some of this information. And it's not about, I have more knowledge than you, I have more power than you. But I've often said in the show, it's really about having access to things that we're not ready for. Just like we aren't ready to walk into a nuclear lab and just open any jar, play with any object in there. If you're not trained, if you're not knowledgeable, if you don't know what it is, you could hurt yourself. You could hurt your others. And this is still important when dealing with plants, nature. Being poisoned, getting access to something toxic, mixing something into your roux, if you will, that's not in balance with the other items in your roux, could be a problem. Grasses, reeds, like foxtail grass, and there is a foxtail grass that's not edible that mimics foxtail grass. So you have to know what you're looking for. And foxtail grass, if you didn't know, is often used cultivated in the refining of sugar and molasses, but it can be found wild here in Louisiana in the wetlands and the marsh areas and the swampy areas. And we have that right up into the city. So these products can often be found very easily. I just don't like to disclose my personal specific locations, but very easily, if you're willing to follow spirit and do the necessary research to find out what is available to you. Chickweed is a low-growing succulent with bright green pointed oval leaves. It's supercharged with vitamins, minerals, omega-3 fatty acid derivatives. And it's really, really tasty. The young leaves, the stems, I like to use them in salads, greens, other produce-type food items. You might put them on your carrots, for instance, after you steam them. But we also use it in ritual. We also use it in potions and gris-gris. Lamb's ears or lamb's quarter is something that is pretty common throughout the areas of the U.S. that I've traveled, and I've been pretty much coast to coast. It's easy to find once you know what it is and what it looks like. It's a super grain like quinoa, for instance. It even mimics, as I said yesterday, in its appearance, if you know what quinoa would look like in nature. It has very common similarities in its appearance. And it's, again, packed with protein, vitamin A, calcium, and it is indeed a edible grain. But we, again, also use it in the magic, use it in the voodoo. It is a e-way product. So when we go out into spirit, and go out into nature, we have a purpose. We have a goal. We're operating in healing, or we're trying to get a breakthrough in something, or we're trying to defend against or protect against something. You know, we have a goal, or we may just be honoring the spirit, the deity, of course. It could be a celebration. But there's indeed always spirits like the branches of Odu. We have the 16 principles Odu. They have a common understanding. They can be read into, interpreted individually, but also collectively, and then specific to who the reading is for, or who is consulting spirit at that time. But then those 16 basic foundational principles, Odu, Fadu, Ifadu, can then be branched out in 256 other alternatives. So it's not just one deity, one ritual, one force, but often a balanced operation of things that come together to create the response. The materialism, materialization, I meant, of what we're trying to do, the result, if you will. So if you have several items, they each have their power, their specific use, their specific force, if you will, that go into a gris-gris, it will be the same thing with ceremony. It will be the same thing in terms of how we organize a project or a request specific to the individual. A common force, often overlooked or maligned, is Juan Petro. Juan Petro, common, let me go back. In the years just before the outbreak of the Haitian Revolution, 1791-1804, a majority of the African-born slaves came from the Congo coast, and their spiritual beliefs and customs enriched and complemented those of Guinea Coast Africans. As voodoo uses the word Rada to name the Guinea branch, it uses Petro for the Congo branch. Scholars have often offered several theories for the origin of the word Petro, but it seems to recall one or more slaves, like a series of Congo kings, warriors, took the name Pedro and the honorary title Don from the Portuguese colonists. Moreau de Saint-Marie, a white Creole who exhaustively documented Santo Domingo, which is the Dominican Republic today, reported a Don Pedro dance in the southern peninsula in the 1760s, a dance of violent trembling to explosions of gunpowder. Now remember, this is the white Creoles interpretation of, if you will, of what he saw. French authorities banned the dance for its spirit of sedition. Now, we find that the Congo Petrol tradition not only exists in Haiti, but it exists in New Orleans. It always has. But we also have a maroon, a revolutionary slave ancestor, strikingly, ironically, with the very same name. Now, in Spanish, it's Juan Pedro. In French, where is my document here? It's John Petro. And John Petro is said to be a deformation of Don Pedro, the name of the Spanish slave Juan Petro, as the spirit leader, the revolutionary leader of Maroons who had escaped enslavement, not just in Haiti, but in several Maroon camps in this new, so-called New World. And Juan Pedro has always been associated with strong, violent spirits, strong, aggressive spirits, often associated with the Petro line of voodoo. Now, the difference between Rada and Petro, in my opinion, again, where the malignment tends to come in, you start hearing things like good and evil, malevolent, benevolent, and that's really not the case at all. We choose to honor peace, tranquility, balance, all the feel-good, marshmallowy saints, and particularly in the culture of modern-day sort of new age, can we all just get along philosophy and mindset. We often overlook or misrepresent or misunderstand even the power of the opposite force. When you look at the yin and yang, there's balance there. You don't immediately think good and evil, you know, but you think balance. And I think when we look at racism and the effect of racism, making things about black and white, the black sheep of the family, Black Friday, you know, and the negative connotations, and then things that are white, even in down to your devil's food cake, angel food cake, it sort of reinforces that misunderstanding of nature. And their coolness, balance, Yimaya reminds us, Mami Wata reminds us of coolness, balance, refreshing, life-giving, liquid, but they also can be turbulent, forceful. Water can move rocks, landmass. So there's a balance in nature that's smooth and hard, that's tranquil, but also turbulent in its ability to bring revolutionary change. We must stop fearing the challenge. And it doesn't mean attacking the challenge, responding to the challenge always in a violent or aggressive way, but understanding the power of nature, the power of these forces, the power of these deities, and being able to apply them in the most appropriate application to get the results that we desire in our lives. So as we continue to push change, push revolution, even counter-revolution in some cases, rally for improvements at the society level, at the cultural level, those of us who claim operation in these spirits, connection to these ancestors, must truly begin to stand up and walk in this practice, in this tradition, and to come together in a cohesive way. I thank the Most High for my support system, for the people in my life, the practitioner in my life that assists me, that embrace me, that I can share challenges with, I can share resolutions with. And our focus is always on the revolution, the resolution, the moving forward, the fixing of a thing, regaining balance, if not regaining balance, improvement of, evolution of. But sometimes those winds of change breathe. There's a mystery there. There's a loa called breathe. Those forces that maneuver with the spirit are not to be taken lightly, are not to be taken granted, and you take it for granted, and you will be tested. Life will test you. People will test you. It will not always be fair. It will not always be clear what people's true intentions and motivations are. But as long as we continue to do the work, to connect with spirit and have some clarity and understanding about the usage of these powers and forces, we shall continue and shall always prevail. I've come to the end of my 30 minutes. I do apologize. I felt I really had to get that message out today. I want to thank and show my appreciation to everyone who's still on the phone lines with me, those who will listen to the show in archive. I've got a really full schedule today. I will have to move forward at this time. However, I will be broadcasting here live 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes tomorrow. Now, I am going to go to the phone lines here with those people who are still holding with me now and archive. Area code 706, I'm opening your line now. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Yes, good afternoon, Papa Alexa. This is Paul calling from Florida. How are you doing today?
All is indeed a blessing. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes. I want to thank you for the show. It was a great information that you put forward. And as you know, our roots, you know, we can never stop learning about them, you know, because every day, you know, we discover something new about them, you know. And, yeah, it's always, you know, it's a learning process, and they're always teaching us every single day, every day. I have a question for you. I want to basically own my own place. I have my own place. Just tired of landlords and things like that. And I want to know, when do you see this happening? Like sometime in the next couple months, because I really need the help of the spirit to help me put this thing forward, because like I say, I just want to have my own little place. Safe. Yeah.
Okay, I hear you, and I can truly connect to that vibration on many levels, both as it relates directly to you and your request, but also personally. And I'm dealing with that for several people right now. So you picked a really good question to ask me today. Now, I threw shells over your basa also while you were talking, while I pulled in your vibration and your energy as it's attached to your question. And Osa fell on the table. Osa, if we were to look at it in Ifa or Yoruba terms, it's governed by Oya. And many of us know and understand who Oya is and can identify with her. Now, just as I just said before I opened your line, we often are timid about dealing with strong forces. But when you're asking for change, manifestation, when you're backed in a corner, when you're in an emergency, when you're in an urgent situation, we have to ask and pull in these strong, aggressive forces. And oh, yeah, it's all around you right now. Now, she's speaking to immediate change and transformation. Now, my reading ability has been tested scientifically in terms of timing to 30 to 90 days. But she's saying right now, in terms of how the pattern is laying on the tablet, less than 30 days. It's in your immediate area. It's not very far from you. Now, she's asking that you not be intimidated, you not be threatened, you not be put off with the sense of urgency that exists right now within your request. You definitely have been heard by the spirits. One of Oya's major power numbers is also the number 9, which is one of two very strong voodoo numbers, number 9. But it also speaks to 9 months gestation, being full of pregnancy, being full with the pregnancy of whatever the coming gift is, the coming manifestation is. She says also that the street has a name in it that's a fruit, like an apple street or something like that, Orange Avenue. It's got a fruit in the name, and you should pay attention to that. If you've already, you know, looked at places or on waiting lists on places that you know have that in the name, you should go back and check. If you don't, you should continue your search, but particularly look for, pay attention to signs that have fruit in it, and you'll get your more immediate answer. But this is coming in less than 30 days. So I pray, beloved, you have your money and your resources and your deposit together. Because this is coming. I do apologize. I am going to have to move forward. They're actually going to cut us off really soon. I've actually gone over my time slot. But listen, I'll be glad to help you talk to you more, go into this sign with a little bit more detail for you. If you would just send me an email request to divineprince@houseofthedivineprince.com, divineprince@houseofthedivineprince.com. If you didn't get a chance to write that down, you can also find it on my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And I'd be more than happy to work with you a little bit more with that. Generally speaking, I don't do readings on air, and this is one of the readings. I mean, this is one of the reasons. It can be very detailed. It can take up a lot of time, and then it can literally take over the whole show. And we are already over into archive. They're going to cut me off momentarily. So just send me your request. Remind me in your email who you are. I've already marked your signs in the powder on the table. So I'll remember what we were doing and the pattern and the direction. And I'll be more than happy to assist you more with that. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to invite you to be back and meet me tomorrow at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for more hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo secrets, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, because it's just an illusion. It's just a test. And these tests and this illusion is not just to break you, but to make you and recreate you. Again, the power in the storm, the power at the center of Oya, it's forceful, it's aggressive, it's strong. You need strong magic right now. Don't fear this crossroads. The ancestors are with you. All is a blessing. Ashe. Rock, 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 rock
divided, ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things. Social, political, and economical. If they're pushing, it's the problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly worry nor complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. Life is a conflict. You have to fight your way through it, whether you will it or not. Those of us who are able to fight most stubbornly live, accomplish most, but to them go the laurels, the palms, and triumph of our civilization and world. We unfortunately have not been trained nor educated in the truth of life. Supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. This faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. Lacking the knowledge of